Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to say, what's up, y'all? I'm back in the house, back in the building. We're going to have a wonderful night tonight. I hope you guys are ready to rock out. I'm ready to have some fun. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to grow. And, you know, I'm going to hit you with some inspirational nuggets as I go. But I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to rock. So we about to go ahead and make this thing pop. So let's get it.
Baby, I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes and tie your shoestrings. Pick up your cup, please. You wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly up, see you soon. Turn the game on, I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on, want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tie to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. The hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Okay.
to you.
Love you.
Love you. I love the way you are. Your every desire. Your wish is my command. I wanna cater to my man. Your
So we offer you, well, we offer you our lives. What are you bringing to the table?
See, everybody wanna rise to the top these days.
Top these days.
A lot of people might come and try to take your place.
Take your place.
Oh, you know that all you gotta do is keep rising,
rising.
Don't look back and keep shining,
shining.
I had a little trouble, I had a little pain. Now make it rain, make it rain.
Now
make
I'm watching
it rain.
Every nigga watching me closely. Keep that snow how I'm rolling, boy, he approached me. These bitches know they can't easily provoke.
Austin, North Carolina. And for those who don't know, back in 99 I took a trip to the countryside of Griffin, had a dip. Now I'm in a new city and it's strange, man, cause they don't even know my name. So I said, forget that, got a new place to get back, new place to chit chat. On the other side of the bridge, I can't forget that. I was really one of those kids, a 4-6, never watched that. The sick bike, rolling on the back road, trying to stay in loop with no lassos. With the same groups they call rascals, high off like no tobacco. Yo, trying to make it to the bridge, trying to do it big, trying to be the one to write it down and show you what I did. Trying to make a change, trying to make a difference. And if you can't tell me that, what's smell me? You wanna be a small giant, just lift. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I play the room for my city. I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? I'm from the G, rapping from the G, you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rapping from the G? Okay, I made it to the bridge, I'm at the edge. On the trunk of the bike, but some people call them pegs. Coming off the third leg of the race, cause the anchor finna shred. Man, soon as I cross the bridge, it's gonna be dead. Let me explain. Never thought I'd really make it here, but look at me, now I really gotta take it there. See, I'm rolling all in the city, trying to see who gon' really ride with me. I got my name on the front plate, y'all don't know it's me. Gotta make a change for y'all to notice me. See, I notice y'all, I don't want to fall. Gotta put you on my back, then grow with me. See, catch me at the shed, that's the stomping ground. Walking around, I seen the homie chop a chunk of deuces, reppin' G Champ. I see now it's about family and where it's at. So it's only right I put my city on my back. You can't be negative of your thoughts, you won't make it. Can't be repetitive of your shots, you won't take it. I specialize in rhymes and keep it witty. No wounds up on my back, I play the room for my city. You're from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? Yeah, I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? I'm from the G, rapping from the G, you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rap? Yeah, that's right, I'm from the G, what you rap? So I'ma rap it, I'ma rap it from the G, what you rapping from the G?
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
Really? Really.
Really will I be made whole?
Really.
Will the soul of my dawn be strengthened? Can I find? Can
really.
I hide? Really can I walk in the greatness of the meekness?
Really.
Really. Can my love be strong? Can you understand
really.
What's made wrong? Will it be long? Really.
Really.
Can I find the heights between the mountains? Will they crumble? And my voice
really.
As it speaks? Will the rivers ripple? Will
really.
The valleys be echoed through the valleys? Shadows of death we don't understand, don't fear
really.
Nothing. Really. It is the soul to be made too long. For this story will always be told. Will it be between the books and pages of our own statutes? Will the structure be well known up under our feet? Will our foundation be strong in me? Really? Will the love for the long suffering or buffering? Will the meekness be guided by the happiness and the joy? Really? Do you understand strife and dying by knives? Gunplay not fair for us to live and lie and die in vain? Really? Can love show me what is done? Where the end begin and end? Really? Tell me where your heart, does it pump blood fluently? Does it run like it never ending courses? Fluent like floods, rivers, streams? Does it stand still like an ocean in the midst of the jungle? Really? Do you roar like I do? Like a lion in the brush hiding to be lurking? Seeking and leaking? Really? Can you feel the soul to be made whole? Will your mind be underwind and rewind for the fast forwardness of a greatness? Will your past present be the meat of your future? Really? Will the sun shine before the stars run moon away? Before dawn invades summer? Really? I don't understand life at its best. Sometimes at its worst is where I get my strength. Really? Yes, see thunder and lightning comes greatly. Too soon for me to understand hardly. Really? So do you understand where life lives? Will it die in vain? Will you live and lie insane? Will you all be coming within the cane of your cane, before Abel killed his own brother? Really? Does it end in this? Does it end like this? Will you live and love in life? Really? This has been the Truth Productions exclusive. Listen to us roar. Rah!
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round. I know I did. I was sitting here vibing to the different pieces. Some of these pieces have been repetitive. Some of this was like stuff that you can vibe to, you can dance to. But I was just listening to lyrics. And it just had this some commonalities. But that last piece right there was emotional. It hit Truth because I'm so used to him calling in the show. But I'm glad that we have tracks that we can keep him here with us. Continuing to share with us, to, empower us with just what he left with us, you know, because he left so much with us. But I was just listening to just even Computer Love. I was like, yo, I just look at growth. I look at where we were, how we connect, you know, just how this is connecting through the web to make all this happen. So I do appreciate everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. Because I see the stats and I see, you know, so many people on their iPads and I'm listening faithfully. I run into people in different places and different cities that I've been in who tell me they listen to the show via web, you know, and it means a lot to me. So I do want to apologize for missing you guys on Thursday. My sister had a lot going on, but I'm back and I'm full effect and I do apologize. But not making that Thursday show, but it's all good because I'm back. And I have to just stop in the midst of everything because God is so good, I got to tell God thank you for all that he's doing, the doors that he's opening, and I'm thanking him in advance for the doors that he's already opening for me, but the doors he's already opened, and just the lessons that I'm learning in life. And I also want to say thank you for the 10th anniversary show that we had. It was the best way I can say it. It was epic. It was amazing. It was a standing room only show. It was packed, and there were like no seats, and people were all over. They didn't mind standing. All of the features were dope. Like, everybody was awesome. Some people didn't get a chance. We didn't get a chance to get everybody on, but I plan to make it up to you guys next month, and we're making that happen. But well, not next month. This month, April 27th is the next show. I hope and pray to see you guys in the building. We're gonna pack the house again and have another great show. I'm already speaking into it in advance, but I do appreciate the mayor, Don Terrio Hardy, who came, him and his first lady, and also City Councilman Crystal Hooks, who came. And we just had so many amazing people. And big shout-out to Yogi, all my features. Just a phenomenal show. That's all I can say. I'm just thankful. I'm in awe. And I'm still, like, I still got a jitters just thinking about it. So I just like to give people, just pay people their homage now and give people homage now instead of doing it in a sad place when they can't hear you. So I thank you, and I thank all of you who are listening. And I know a lot of people want to see it live. I'm working on seeing it live so you'll be able to, it's just like purchasing an opportunity to see the show. And we might use Periscope or different places, but either way, I'm going to just work on that because I know a lot of people want to be there, can't be there, but I want to make sure that if you, you know, can get a chance, you want to see the whole show live. If we can't do Periscope right now, we do have video, DVDs on the way. So anybody who wants a DVD, let me know, and we'll get that shipped to you. My brother's working on the DVDs now. So with that being said, I do have some inspirational nuggets for you guys, but I'm not going to put them out right now. I'm actually just going to go fresh to open mic. And for anybody who wants to send a shout-out, if I click on your number, I'm just going to speak to you. Don't run away. Don't hang up. This is just me speaking to you and thanking you for taking your time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. It won't keep you long. I won't cry, but I do appreciate you. So that's me showing my appreciation. If you want to say something or give a shout-out or let us know what's going on in your community or any events you have coming up, let us know. We're all about support. So with that being said, I got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up, Miss Burnett?
Yes, ma'am. Y'all know the prayer. Pray for me.
Amen. We got you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Most of us gonna keep Miss Burnett in prayers. And we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki? How you doing?
Hey, China, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I can't complain. I won't complain.
You better say that.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm actually chilling. I'm on the run. I'm working on completing the rest of this book so I can put it out there.
That's right.
I'm getting close. I'm very close.
Okay, all right. I can't wait.
Me either, man. The amazing part about it is it's doing the same thing it does to me when I write poetry. It touches me first. So now when I give it away, it's kind of like that dove. But my grandma said, like, when you pray, let your prayers have wings. And my prayer is for it to touch lives. So I'm going to throw out this dove, which will be my next book. And I just want to have wings and touch somebody else in your way.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I went in my archives and I dug some out from last year.
Uh-oh.
I can say that now. I got archives, girl.
No, shoot, no. Keep so alive.
Right. Oh, and just to let you know, I'm in the process of writing a part two to Misconception to the Rule.
Oh, my God. No, I'm
ain't
saying, oh my God,
for
look, I thought about you today because, yeah, you know, people will test you, and I was like, oh my God, you know,
oh, yeah.
What was the line again?
Yeah. All I want to do is call 911 because I done poked that hoe.
Woo!
Look, came
I'm
real close
say, Rick
today.
Flair.
But, look, came real close today. That was my inspirational nugget to write part two.
Okay. Don't choke her. Don't choke her.
No. Father. Father God. Okay.
Oh, this Eric, one? Look, you need prayer too. We got you. Gonna throw it out there.
Yes, I do. I know you remember this one. I'm just gonna go into it. I'm not gonna even say the name. Here goes. I come like a thief in the night, blind to the naked eye, yet in plain sight. You may not expect me. I'm like an unwanted guest, dropping by your home address. And after I leave you, you'll be at rest. No need to run, and don't even hide. You see, I take everything in stride. Do unto others as you wish to be done. 'Cause having me in your life could never be fun. Doing right by others is the only way. If you want to keep me far, far away. Who am I? Do you really want to know? When I'm done with you, you'll want me to just go. Don't even ignore me, for you see, I run this show. And after it's all said and done, then I'll go. Who am I? You ask that again? I'm the one that has not a soul of a friend. Just like Chucky, I will play with you to the very end. You see, my name is Karma. Now can I come in? That's it.
Wow. That piece is epic. And I say that because when you read that piece, it's like there are pieces that they call universal pieces. It's a piece that you can do forever and ever and ever that people just love. It's kind of like the Luther Vandross thing. You know, like you hear Luther Vandross, I mean, you can just call a Luther Vandross song and just about everybody know it. I can't even think of a whole, well, I guess, Wait for Love. That's one of my favorites.
Wait for
but
Love.
Just like, yeah.
If This World Was Mine.
See? But what I was saying was when you were talking about karma, like that is real life stuff. So that's something that, and I think the universal pieces are things that people can personalize with. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense. You don't have to make it make sense.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I just thought that was dope. Because at first, I ain't going to lie to you, when you was reading it, I forgot about the name Karma. I was like, oh, my gosh, she talking about death? That sounds like somebody about to die. Right. Like, there's death knocking at the door. Oh, shoot. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like, you know, you're preparing somebody for a horror film. All right, now you get together. It's going to be like a horror movie. Jason coming. You know, Jason, Freddy coming. Right. I was like, okay. Yeah, you need to do that for a scary movie. You messing little kids up. Oh, my God.
Okay.
But who coming?
Who? Huh? What'd you say?
I said you'd be like, who coming? The kids be like, who coming?
Okay.
Be like, karma.
That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah. But it's true, though. But, no, it's just amazing with growth and, you know, being in a different place in your life. You're not in the same place. You just see things differently, you know, and it's looking glass.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How we do appreciate
you,
lady.
I was just going through, and I was like, I want to read something that I haven't read in a while, so I picked that
one.
Well,
you just got a big shout-out about your piece, and my god sister Nancy says she loves that piece. Hold on one moment.
Oh, thank you.
What's up, Nancy? You just want to get you on the line so you can tell her yourself?
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
I definitely enjoyed that piece. To let her know, hey, I definitely enjoyed that piece. I miss hearing that piece. And definitely Truth, he's definitely well missed as well. And I just, you know, but to give a shout out because I always look for the wrong, you know. So.
Right, right. Most definitely. Okay.
Right.
I know y'all don't know this, but oh yeah, they made Sherry. I call Boss Lady. She, I don't know if y'all saw the plaque that I was holding for my 10th anniversary show on Facebook. The circle one had Proof up there and had his logo with wings and it said Raw at the bottom. So that's actually on my refrigerator at home. Yeah, it's magnet. Both of them on my refrigerator. It says Illusions 10th anniversary show. And it's got flowers and all this stuff, whatever, and a mic. All I need is one mic. And I got, you know, Truth right beside it. So it's actually on my fridge.
That's awesome.
Wow. I cried when I saw it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you, ladies. This is my god sister in the building, Miss Nancy. T-Nancy in the building. So thank y'all.
Thank you.
Please stay on the line anytime. Stay on the line, and we got some more callers. All right, everybody. That was Nikki from California and T-Nancy in the building all the way in Vietnam. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so we got Mr. DMX, what y'all really want? What's up, Carlos?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. If I can just get in the house. Standing at the door.
You better get in the house now.
Anyway,
come on now.
No, I'm standing here. I got my poem in my hand, and I was just saying, listen to y'all. I was in the car, and I was saying, listen to y'all talking about karma.
Uh-huh.
Karma could be a trip. Karma can be. And it just so happened to go with the piece that I'm reading tonight.
Oh, I can't wait
to hear
you.
The piece I wanted to read tonight. It's nothing new. I ain't got nothing brand new. Well, the new stuff, I haven't got it like I wanted it to do yet. So, but this is a piece that I do like. And it's called, you're going to remember, it's Truth. See, I got a story to tell. And yes, I am living proof. And this I learned very well. Never lie. Always tell the truth. See, the truth will set you free. Because then you're not doing wrong. But if you ever tell a lie, it never ends. It just carries on. See, if you tell a lie, and say if you're telling a lie, you just might forget exactly what you said. But when you're telling the truth, it remains stuck in your head. See, that lie you'll forget, so now you got to tell another one. And just who are you lying to? Is it your sisters or your brothers? Now you're feeling ashamed and don't even want to show your face. But who is it to blame when you should have told the truth in the first place? See, now no one trusts you, no matter what you might say. And whenever someone sees you coming, they just turn and they'll go the other way. So even though it may hurt, you're better off just telling the truth. And learning this as an adult, we need to instill this into our youth. See, truth is righteousness. And righteousness represents God. Anything other than that, wouldn't you consider that to be kind of odd? Oh, I know. No one in this world is perfect. But if you put forth the effort to really stay truth, believe me, it's really worth it. Raw.
Oh, man, I'm speechless.
That was for truth. That was for my boy.
Man. Y'all messing me up tonight, but it's true, Speaking of that, I'm about to speak my truth about something, huh?
Go ahead, do your thing, China. That's all. No, that's what it is. I think folks realize that, man. Telling the truth is a whole lot is even if it hurts, you know what I mean? I'd rather for you to tell me the truth now. At least I can deal with it. Then find out that you lied to me. Now it's two things that I got to deal with. I got to deal with the initial issue from the start with and the fact that you lied to me. So, you know what I'm saying? So now it's even worse. So, man, be honest and tell the truth. Wouldn't you rather for your kids to come up and tell you the truth? That's the only way you can defend them. If you got to know exactly what happened.
You know
what I mean? So,
you just got to shout out to them. My God sister said shout out to you about that piece. She loved that piece.
Hey, well, Thank you. That's not necessarily me. That's God. That's God. That's the truth. Amen. The truth is what it is.
Well, speaking of that, Bishop Hill.
maybe not Bishop.
I got
not
something
yet.
For you.
Just.
I got something.
All right,
for
let
you.
Me have it.
Okay. So, I'm giving y'all a snippet of what's in my book. This was my epiphany. So, like I said, in my book, you're going to hear my perspective. Like, basically what you hear from me when I'm talking to you. My perspective, different things I learned, different things I researched, blah, 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 whatever. So, I was talking to one of the girls I mentor. And she was doing what was done in my past. Like, expecting this, expecting that, want this, I want that, this, that, third, or whatever. And she had all these plans. And I remember old folks saying, tell God your plans and watch him laugh. And I've been laughed at 1,000 times. I don't know how many times over I've been laughed at about my plans. But God, he actually knew it better than I could have ever done it, right? So I thought about Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future, right?
That's right.
So you want to hear my interpretation?
Go ahead.
Okay. So my interpretation is, for I know the plans I have for you, so don't get distracted with the plans you have for you.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I went through that. I went through that. And I think that's what a lot of times when God be trying to talk to us, man, it's like if you don't hear it, then you're going to have to go through stuff to get it. And you're going to get it one way or the other. So it just a matter of.
But, the crazy part about it is just from, like, I take it back to childhood. You remember we used to be like, that's what you thought. Remember we used to say that? I feel like God hit you whenever you get it, when you finally get it, or when you hit your rock bottom, or you get sick and tired of you, because you got to get sick and tired of you. You can try to get sick. You can get sick and tired of somebody else, but the hardest thing is to get sick and tired of you. You can get sick and tired of everybody and everything, but not getting sick and tired of yourself. But when you get sick and tired of you and your plans and your unrealistic expectations and your will and let God's will be done over your life, I think that's when he hit you with, that's what you thought. But it doesn't mean that, you know, he can't write a beautiful story for you. It just means Carlos, get out of the way, or China, get out of the way. And that's just my truth, y'all. I'm just sharing my truth and what I gathered from my perspective on this. So hopefully somebody got something from what I was saying. But I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I hear you. And with the things that I'm going through right now, that's kind of inspirational to me. I could use it.
Oh, yeah, take it with you, man. Say, look, you always say, I will not lose, right?
I will not lose. That's my motto. I mean, and that's every day. And I wish everybody would pick that up.
Oh, yeah. I just want to add to you, I will not lose, with something I learned too, and I just want to share this with everybody, is that when I was getting distracted, remember I was talking about distracted? When I was getting distracted with these thoughts, these plans, this way, that way, I thought it would be this way. You know, all these things that have us, our minds clouded. And the crazy part about it is the song Focus on Me, you know, by, what's her name, her? But it was like God saying focus on me. Like, not her saying it, but him saying it to her, which is hers, that her is me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need you to focus. Focus on me. I'm going to take care of the rest. Everything else you think about is lightweight. You focus on the heavyweight, which is me, which is God. And he's going to take care of what you think is heavyweight. It's not.
That's true. That's
anyway.
True. If you do,
that's enough
to heal. If you do his will, all the little stuff that you really worry about is simple.
Man, there you go. Go ahead now. We better preach.
All of the stuff that you worry about will be simple, as, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know what I mean? If you do what he tell you to do, then all the other stuff that you worry about is taken care of.
Indeed.
I'm learning that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm learning that.
Me too.
I'm learning that.
Me too. I'm just sharing it with you because these things I'm learning. So, you know, I'm always going to share. But I just felt the need. I don't know why. I kept you on up here a little longer. I know you ready to get off. But I just wanted
But check it out, though. But check it out, Chyna. And I will say this, and I can say this to everybody else, man. And this is why I love this girl, this lady on the other end of this phone. Since I've been doing this to you, I like to write, and you know what I'm saying? Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just because of what happened when I was in prison, I went to sharing that stuff with you. But since I've been sharing it with you, you help me see things. And you can't change until you want to change yourself. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
you was able to reach me and show people how to, you know what I'm saying? And how show me how to reach myself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Carlos, I can't tell you nothing. But, you know what I'm saying? I could share something that you could pick, sit down with yourself and figure out yourself, man. So I really
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you being there for me like you have been. You hear me? I love you,
Sarah. No problem, man. I love you too, man. And just keep going. Like, I really believe everybody, I mean, I don't care what you've done in your life, everybody destined for greatness. You just got to know it.
We all agree.
Oh, yeah. Well, you keep doing what you're doing. You keep writing. You inspire me, too, because I just look at the fact that everybody, and I said this to you the first time you ever got on my show, and I know you said it, but I'm just going to bring it back. Just a moment of reflection. What I said to you, and you might remember or you might not, the first time you ever called a radio show, and JD got you to call, I said to you, you know what I like about you? I value your transparency. Because being transparent, that is your freedom. Can't nobody hold you mm-hmm. hostage when you are transparent with yourself, when you open and honest and you take ownership of your own shit. Yes, I have flaws. No, I'm not perfect, but I'm willing to work on me daily. I might not get it right the way you want me to, but I'm going to do it the way I need to do it for me, and that's for everybody. Like, that's how I look at it for just in general. None of us are perfect. And I can't live up to your standards. If I live up to your standards, will I live up to God's standards? You know, I want to live up to God's standards and my purpose. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? It's too much pressure. Like when people call, I've been called so many different titles. I say I am who God says I am because I don't want to live up to nobody's standards of what they think I should be for them. And I will probably be a horrible
right.
celebrity because I cannot live up to what you want me to be for you.
I can only be me.
That's right. You better say that. So if I
can only be me,
this flaws and all. This all I got.
Right.
And guess what? I learned from my grandma, I'm going to own it. I'm going to own every bit of me, flaws and all. Like I told you before, I'd be a horrible celebrity because as soon as you try to tell it on me, I'm like, yeah, I shall. And I'll probably do it again. And they were like, oh, my God. You said,
yeah,
did you see how I just killed the devil? Like, you want to talk
yeah.
about me, but you can't because I already killed it before you did. And even if you try, I'm still going to, I'll receive it. Yeah, sure did.
They're like, mm-hmm. you like, call us big, just like, yeah, and?
Right. That ain't all of me. That's
and?
What you see. That's all you know. That's all you know about me.
Yep.
Thank
that's
you.
It.
Exactly. It's time to be free, man. Free yourself.
I hear you. Hey, yo, let's work out, man. Let's enjoy the show.
I got you.
I'll see you here. I'm going to see if I can find something else to share with y'all.
Okay. So I'm about to share some inspirational nuggets real quick, you guys, and we're going to slide it to the next round of Lyrical Cypher. But my inspirational nugget for tonight is affirmations. Even, you know what I'm saying, like, I really believe that we need to start speaking positive over our life, believing that positive will happen over our life, and receiving it, even if you can't see it. Even if you can't see it, it don't even seem tangible. Like, you're going through financial hardship, go ahead and thank God in advance for overflow. Thank God to be humble enough for that overflow. Thank God to be able to do when you get the overflow, do right by it. Because easy money ain't good money. Easy money flow right through your hands. But if this is a blessing, I'm going to treat it like a blessing. But if this is just some easy stuff, it's not going, you know, it's going to flow right through your hands. I'm not going to appreciate it. Just appreciate your journey. And appreciating your journey is those affirmations. And I'm going to call out a few affirmations for you guys. I hope you guys can attest to some of these things. But just different affirmations in your life. And some of these affirmations are actually going to be in my book, but just some different things to think about, to look at, to speak over your life. And there are a few affirmations in here that blew my mind. And one of the affirmations I know by heart, I just want to say this right here. One affirmation is, it's okay not to know everything. I think that we try to know the next step, my next move, to make this my best move. But if you have a higher power, let God move on your behalf. And you just keep walking in the journey. I really believe when they say faith without works is dead. So you actually got to walk in faith. And I really believe what they're trying to say when they're saying walk in faith, meaning I got to keep going and have faith is going to be all right. I got to keep going and have faith my relationship or my marriage is going to be all right. I got to keep have faith and know that this struggle is this is just a season. You know what I'm saying? This is the season right now for my finances, for my spirituality, for my walk with God, for my walk with my mate, walk with my kids, or whatever it is that your challenge is, or walk with my dreams, because it ain't easy. I've been doing this thing 10 years, and I've been writing since I was in maybe second or third grade. And I never thought I would be doing these things, but I thank God for this because it's making me a better person. And I try to share this with other people. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your life. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not trying to take over and tell you that my way is the best way. No, find your way. I'm just giving you my looking glass. You can actually use it or you can toss it. I won't be offended. I'm just giving you me. And so when I say inspirational nuggets, these are nuggets I learned for myself. So I'm just passing it along. That's one of the reasons why I'm writing my book, because I want to be able to pass this along, each one teach one. You know, and make this thing work for you. Make it work for you the way you see fit. Research some things. Do some self-help. All the different things that you want to do, but just those affirmations in your life I really believe are necessary. And the one I just called out, it's okay not to know everything. Another one, I forgive myself for my mistakes. That's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. Forgive yourself. And know it's okay to not be perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. And just know this too, I control my own happiness. Let's not put somebody else in charge of our happiness. Happiness, I just want to break it down. The definition, you know, happiness is something like happy. It's something that happens. It's an emotion, something that happens in order to be happy. All that goes together. Happen, happy. It happened, so I'm happy. This happened, so I'm happy. But joy is everlasting. Just remember that. Joy and happiness are totally different. Another thing, too, what I just said, and I'm going to leave it right there. I ain't going to ask. I'm going to give you two more things. Today I walk through my fears. So whatever your fears are, if you're afraid because you're going into it, you transition into something new, you're thinking that, and I went through the same thing too with transitions. I've been through so many transitions, I'm to the point I'm actually finding comfort in my discomfort, which I never thought I would have. My discomfort of, I thought, I knew. Here go me. I'm taking ownership of my own mess by saying I thought I knew what was supposed to go with me on my journey. I wanted to take, as I was growing and getting bigger, like getting, not bigger, but like just learning more about me and becoming a better person, I thought that this person supposed to come with me, that person, or whoever I was with this person, you know what I'm saying, supposed to come with me, and God was cutting, the seasons were changing. So some would come, but some would fall off. The love still remained the same, but they just couldn't go because they had their own journey. I had to accept that. So I had to walk through my fears, and that fear was the transition, getting out of my comfort zone, doing something I've never done before. You know, and I really believe in the saying, if you want something you never had, you got to do something you never did. And this last one I'm going to add to you guys, I might give you a few more later, but I accept who I am. All you can be is you. You can't be nobody else but you. We also can't change nobody but you. You can't change nobody but yourself. So with that being said, focus on working on you. Whoever's connected to you is going to be affected by the things you're focusing on. Like, they'll be, if you're focusing on being a better person, they'll see it. naturally. You won't have to say, oh, God, I'm doing great today. Pat me on my back. No, because everybody might not pat you on the back that you think to give you that validation. Validate yourself. Just know your higher power is validating you by breathing life into your body. You're still here. You still got another chance to get it right. And nobody's perfect. And I do appreciate, I just want to call this out, everybody who's allowed me to give advice, to talk to allow me to be transparent with you. It means something to me. You know, it's a twofold thing. I just don't want you to ever think that I don't get something out of this too. I do. First and foremost, it means a lot to me for you to listen to me. And it means a lot for me that you are learning from this. And it means a lot that it touched me before I gave it to you, so I know it works. And not just it worked through me, I've seen it work through others. So I've seen it work through me and others. So I know this works, what I'm telling you. But you have to make it work for you the way it's supposed to work for you. I'm just giving you a meal. If you can eat the steak, eat the steak. If you don't like the Brussels sprouts, throw them away. I still love you the same. And I appreciate you guys just taking the time out on your Tuesday night to listen to what I'm saying. And I hope it touches somebody. So with that being said, I'm going to be quiet for a second and let you guys enjoy the ride.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope thing. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. it really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off, or your rent was due, or your food was no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, but back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. And another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions. the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And an angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember, giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa,
and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead.
On a cool morning in April, while going through the motions within my chamber of solitude, fasting, praying, practicing stillness, the present climate of your world led me to renunciation. No television, radio, or newspapers. Only uninterrupted focus upon realizing my Creator has ordained a purpose for my being cannot be in vain. So I wait on the Lord to handpick me for the accomplishment of a will greater than my own. Vain attempts to live outside the box where any of my kindred rest. In a huddled misery, even now, as I approach the unknown, inner eye on the prize, the dream, the light of awakening to the fire shot up in my bones. I'm rising toward heaven, feels like I'm flying for a second, then warm, bleeds over me. Through a field of screams, the sacred name flees from the mouths of everything that breathes. I must be reaching nirvana. The light is fading. The returning darkness has become a palatable life force, responding to my once irrelevant presence on the pulse. My environment has heart and is worthy to be praised for its contributions into the new me. I am chosen, have been given enough power to rewrite the course of history. I am aimed at a future, moving your world closer to the unity I am. Now resident in the temple of King, on a balcony in the city of eternal beauty, following his majesty into paradise. Somewhere it is written, life is a gamble, death is certain. Memories of your gamble play back once the curtain closes, the spotlight dims. None know what they will lead to remembrance. I remember him smiling, not at me, but in my direction. It was the smile of surrender and acceptance in a split second forever that was over before it began. Within my chamber, on the fourth morning in April, in the 1968th year since the death of Christ, another went to the cross, tears, giving me one shot at freedom. I took it and him past the threshold of certainty. Part of me owes him thanks, part owes an apology, but what is a bullet to do when the purpose for which I be leaves me broken, confused, and free from the shell casing of my former self.
Out loud, ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast raised, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the maze. Yeah. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze, and I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking. Bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green. Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical. Overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
What's up? What's up, everybody? We're actually about to close out in a few. I'm going to check in with Nikki and Carlos and see if they have anything for us. So let me check in with Miss Nikki. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hello. Yes, I have one.
All right. Let's get it, girl.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Here goes. I am queen on a quest to understanding, eagerly examining without being naive, knowing my value, seeing more clearly. I am the queen, quick to undress your ego Every time. Naughtily. I'm doing fine. Patiently waiting when it's time. I am your queen. Quiet, unbroken, emerging, and embraced by your name. So when you look at me, know that I am a queen. I is she, and she is me. Quaint, unfazed, embarking every day nicely. Queen, that is me.
I bow to you, queen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That was beautiful. Oh, I did want to get your thoughts on my inspirational nugget. What did you gather from what I said?
I'm so sorry. I was like in and out, and I was listening, but I wasn't listening. But, yeah, I was just like, you know, moving around the house. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. No, you're fine. You're fine. Now, I was just wondering, because, like, I've had some people hit me up about it, so I just, you know, that I got different people who actually needed to hit it tonight. So it's okay, girl. So what's for you is going to be for you, and everything in time. So it's all good. Yeah, I just well,
right.
I actually
That's
spoke
right.
on a snippet from my book. That's what I was talking about.
About okay,
affirmation.
Well, I can speak on that. I can speak on
oh,
that.
Oh, no. Oh, you say on what?
I said I could speak on that. I'm ready to turn them pages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that, Letty. Thank you.
I am so ready, and I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm getting nervous. I don't know why. I got nervous the last time I did my last book.
Why for? You got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not fear.
You heard me say why
I say nervous. Oh, yeah, I heard you. Yeah, when I say nervousness, it's not fear. It's,
Right.
It's like love, you know, like what people call, you know, love, the butterflies, all these different things. It's making me feel things, you know, and
right.
I love it, but this is my baby. So, you know, when I leave this baby out, I hope it births other babies, but, you know, for other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, spiritual babies, you know what I'm saying? Like, growth.
That's right.
So I'm growing in the midst of this, too, and I can feel it. I can, you know what I'm saying? I sense it. I can feel it. And I'm embracing it. And I'm in unknown territory. That's the best way I can explain it. I was talking to my spiritual brother, a.k.a. Ill Will. I just want to shout him out because that's what I was talking to him about it, and I was talking about unknown territory. Like, I'm walking in unknown territory, and I know this is where I'm supposed to be. It's
right.
Stepping outside your comfort zone is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people think it's easy. Oh, just do it. Oh, that's all you got to do. Everybody has the remedy to, oh, just go ahead and do it. No, it's still a process because everybody's journey is different. And some people don't have time
to say that.
Like, I move like a... yeah. Some people don't have... Like, I know that if I was in a race and it was a tortoise and a hare, I would be the tortoise. So I know for an impatient person who may be the hare, you might run right past me, and then you might not be able to wait on me to be whatever you think I should be for you, because I can't do that anyway. That's not going to happen. You'll be always mad with me because I can only be me.
Right.
And that goes for anybody. Like, you can only be you, you know, and... You can't be what the other person wants you to be. You'll always lose yourself trying to be what somebody else wants you to be because they're asking you to change who God made you to be. Like, I know we have our own free will, but still God made us
right.
this way for a reason. So we have to find our way, you know what I'm saying, like find our way through this and let God's will be done, but also recognize that we ain't, you know what I'm saying, like we have free will and God's will. We're not perfect. We're not going to be perfect. So it's just a process. So anyway, not to hold you forever on the, you know,
no,
on the line
know.
With this, but yeah, I was just
and
speaking
it's funny
on that
you
because...
should say that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's funny you should say that because going through a major storm, the end of the year, the end of last year, and getting through it, I find myself being a little bit more understanding right now. and I'm trying, like you said, uncharted territories. I'm trying. And my uncle used to say, nothing beats a failure but a try. All I can do is try. And, I mean, I do my best, you know. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it's like, you know, all I can do is give it to God. And I'm not going to worry with it. I'm just going to give it to him and let him handle it and see how goes it.
Is that what is up with you with the how goes it and what you say? What waffle? I said, oh my God. I ain't messing with you tonight. Only element we missing tonight is Dion from Enlisted Media to be talking crazy too, because you know he's from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it is I've never met Dion either. Never.
Wow. Yep. How is Dion?
I mean, just like, him and his wife, they're doing really good. Last time I talked to him, but might have been sometime last year. You know, end of last year. But yeah.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Dion is about to be a pastor. He probably is being ordained.
Hold on. So we got pastor, bishop, and evangelist.
I'll say I'm an evangelist. Yeah.
Okay. We got pastor, bishop, and evangelist. Now, who was elder, Miss Burnett?
Now, you the first lady.
No, I said Miss what's her name? Bernadette? Miss Bernadette?
Miss Burnett is the elder.
Yeah. She's the elder.
Yeah. Well, no, Miss Burnett the mother of the church. She's the mother of the church.
Oh, she on the mother's board. Okay, that's right.
Yeah. And you the first lady.
Watch out now.
The first lady she got discernment. So she be discerning, you know.
Okay.
Go ahead now.
Hmm.
Yeah, we know you got discernment. I be hearing you.
Look, I got a nice hat. I can wear
a discerning hat. I ain't
not
playing with
hat.
You.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But on another note,
yes.
I want you to keep me in your prayers. This
April
is always a bad month for me, but I'm pushing through. It'll be 19 years on Saturday that my mom has been gone, and I have my moments. I should say that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any better, but I have my moments.
Right.
And I feel like I'm getting better as the years go by.
Mm-hmm.
And certain situations make me think about her more. But
right.
I know she's in a better place. She ain't got to deal with none of this Trump stuff. So,
oh Lord,
I know she's in a far more better place.
I'm oblivious to it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, keep me in your prayers, and you know, I'm trying to stay uplifted. And Mr. DMX, he's been doing his thing, trying to keep me focused and, you know, try not to think about it too much, and it's working for the most part.
That's good.
And
I would ask
I'm
you
okay.
to so yeah, amen. And I would just say to you, celebrate her this time.
That's right. I'm gonna go get
celebrate
a valedictory wine and
whatever
collard greens.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, you celebrate her and you remember her and keep her goodness in your kids. Like all those good memories. And then if you want her to be proud of you, do something now to be, you know, make yourself proud of yourself and acknowledge that, you know, like, wow, I'm doing things my mom would be proud of.
Right.
You know, celebrate her.
Right.
She deserves to be celebrated. Because
That she is. She deserves to be celebrated because as a single mom, she did it. You know, she raised two girls on her own, and, you know, she did it. You know, we ain't out there in jail and, you know, I can't speak for my sister, but I ain't acting no fool. But, you know, she did it.
And, you know, I'm proud to call her my mama, even still today, you know.
Yeah.
Because she instilled a lot in me that I try to instill in my girls. You know, this generation is crazy as all get up, but I try my best to instill in them some of the values that my grandmother and my mom instilled in me, you know.
That's how you keep the legacy going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so you won't be worried about they don't know. They're going to know because you told them.
Right, right, right. So just keep me in your prayers and keep me uplifted. And, you know, and like I said, I will be all right.
Oh, yeah.
I will not
lose. I got you. You better say, okay, now, twin. I got a double man twin.
Right. You said I was first name, so I got to follow suit. I got to follow
That's right. That's right. You know, he did say that we were the weaker vessel. He only said that we were the weaker vessel, not because we were weak. You know what I mean? I just want to put it out
right
there.
Right,
you know,
right,
not
right
because we are the weaker one. You know, it's just he, if he's going to gonna love you like Christ loved the church, and you're going to be over there discerning and, you know, turning his, he give you one word, you turn it to a sentence. He's going to need, you know, when our minds are clouded, you need him to be on point so he can get help you
right
too. It go both ways.
Right.
Anyway, I ain't going to preach because Bishop Hill already know what's up. But,
that's right. That's look, you got Sunday school down pat.
I'm trying to get it together, you know, with the Sunday school situation. I wouldn't be no good Sunday school teacher. We be doing arts and crafts.
She said arts and crafts. No, this ain't vacation Bible school. This is Sunday school.
Right. On Sunday, we do arts and crafts. We did it for Jesus. Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's right.
They be like, she got to go. I'm like,
right,
Jesus ain't say so. They be like, oh my God. And but you better call him.
Okay.
let me stop. Lord Jesus, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Jesus, take the wheel.
All of it, take the whole wheel. I'm just gonna take my hands off the wheel. Yeah.
Right. No, don't do that. Don't do
that. Yeah, I done that before. Messing with my kids. Yeah, I took my hands off the wheel. Said, Jesus, take the wheel. He said, they're like, no, mama, no. I'm like, see, you listen next time, won't you?
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you, lady, and thank you.
Enjoyed the show tonight.
Me too. I had a good time. Yeah. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm going to go ahead and get Mr. DMX on the line to close us out. Thank you so much, Ms. Nikki.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too, lady. All right. We got DMX in the building. What's up? What's up, Carlos?
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Okay. I got some serious questions, and it's questions concerning our youth. So how are my youth being misled when they've been given the truth? Who's responsible for the teachings, and what are they really being taught? They're only following their preachers. So is it really their fault? Remember when we was kids, you were taught to respect your elders. And if you didn't do what I mean, and you got your behind so up if you didn't do exactly what they tell you. We had to respect our parents or a price we had to pay. So why are the kids so disobedient? Where is the respect at today? So kids are only doing the only way they were raised. They're doing the things that they were taught. And if you really want to know the truth, it's not them. It's really their parents' fault. I mean, we wasn't like that. So how you raise your kids that way? I'm looking for answers from my elders. What do y'all really have to say? We don't need no sideways stories. We need the straight up truth. So how can we secure our future if we don't save our youth? That's that.
That is so true.
And I don't know. That's just how I feel about that when I wrote that. It's it's like, I don't know, we wasn't allowed to be disrespectful. And I see a lot of disrespect nowadays in parents allow it. And
I agree.
So whose fault is it?
Yeah.
How do we fix
exactly.
It?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what I was thinking, I think I said this before, but I really believe that when, you know what I'm saying, like when a person is parenting a child, like, you know what I'm saying, like when they become a parent, you know, like if your mom beat you and then you said to yourself when you was a kid, you're like, you know, when I grow up, I ain't whooping my kids. And then they go and do that because they're mad with their parent. Their inner child is mad with that parent. But those kids have no idea about the discipline you had. That was your discipline. This child still needs discipline. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So it's like this child still needs discipline, but you're really trying to discipline, not discipline your inner child, but it's too late because you can't whoop yourself. You can't give yourself the things your parents never gave you. I can't give my kids
right.
the stuff that my parents never gave me. I can give to my kids, but me as a parent, I make sure they earn it. But all parents don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So mine got to earn mine. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care if it comes from the grandparents, the daddy, their dad, whoever. Even if it came from me, I'll take your car
right.
and the keys. I done took the whole daggone computer to work. Like when they had the desktop, I left the mouse. Give you something to think about. You know, that was the mouse with the cord. You know, but and that was like the worst whooping ever.
I know, I believe
it. Yeah, like I didn't even have to put my hands on you. I ain't had to, you know, whoop you because I saw what they loved. And I do believe
like,
you have to remember.
Nowadays it'd be like them phones. You take them phones.
Man,
from
the phone like crack. Oh my God!
Boy, you take them phones now, buddy. You like, boy.
Start crying,
boy.
Hollering, screaming, yelling, jumping down. Them turning into Ashy Larry. I can't do it. Tyrone from Dave Chappelle. I don't know. Good gracious.
If you want to get something done, threaten to take that phone there, go do it right there.
I just take it. I like hand it over with the passcode.
But anyway, I'm working on some new stuff, man. I got some more stories there to do, and but it's still just some more true stories as always.
Mm-hmm.
And just they're all inspirational. I try to just hopefully I can reach somebody that's been through or going through some of the stuff that I've been through, man. Just let you know if you keep your head up, you can make it through it, man. You can make it through it.
That's
and
right.
Just like
I
always say,
you.
it's up to you to make the choice. And I choose, I will not lose. And
you better say that.
Y'all, that's it. Y'all have a good one, man. Thanks for rocking out with you.
All right.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Carlos. And look, I'm about to sign out with an old school track that we used to play. A lot of people like this track, so I hadn't played it in a minute. So I hope you guys enjoy. Vibe to it, and we signing off. One thing I want to encourage you guys to do, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Just remember, everybody might not believe in your dream. You believe in it. And remember, whether near or far, I believe in you. So everybody might not believe in it, and it's okay. And when you start making changes for yourself, just remember, don't go run to get a pat on the back. You pat yourself on the back because first and foremost, you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for the other person. Like I say, whoever's connected will be affected. So if you're making some changes for yourself, make those changes for yourself. And whoever is meant to be in your life, how it's supposed to be in your life, it will happen naturally and you'll know it's real. But if it's forced, you can't force a square into a circle. So if it's forced, it won't fit. But if actually not forced, it will fit perfectly the way it's supposed to, not the way we want it to, the way it needs to be. So hopefully what I said help somebody tonight. If it didn't, it's cool. Like I said, if you can use it. If you can't, toss it. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Hope you guys enjoy this last track. So, be blessed.